This is the closing market report for Friday afternoon, the 22nd day of February. On the phone line, Mike Zuzulo at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Lafayette, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Hello, Todd.
Well, it was an interesting week and pretty rough week if you were hoping soybeans were going to go higher.
You know, I woke up this morning saying to myself, how am I going to explain to Todd and the listeners last Friday how the beans could be the leader to the downside, because that's kind of how we left it when it came to our conversation last week, Todd. And thank goodness for today's trade when it comes right down to it. In all seriousness, I do think that maybe we do have that the beans, which I don't think you can count out at this point. I don't think today's price action, it hurts the bull. It hurts their confidence level, but we're still going to be up 35 or 36 for the week in the March contract. We're still going to be above the 200-day moving average, it looks like, before the settlement comes through. I think maybe what we did today was we started to see a reversal of the spreads because the weekly export sales were so good for wheat and very good for corn. We had not been able to trade a lot of friendly news for the corn because the USDA Ag Forum couldn't get our feet on the ground with the wheat because of the blizzard. So beans really had the leadership to the upside pretty much all week after Tuesday's blasting off. But then today the export sales came out with an actual negative in soybeans, and I think that in its most simplistic form probably kicked everybody back on their heels that were bullish. They saw the March options go off the board and said, why not take some profit? Why am I long right now? I'm long for Argentine weather, which looks to be getting some precip this weekend, and I'm long because of a port strike in Santos and Paranagua. That could be taken care of in 2 days if they get their act together. So I think it was just a liquidation pressure and based upon the weekly export sales.
Do you still want the soybeans to lead to the downside?
I don't want them to lead to the downside. I think it goes back to if we are really this sick in terms of demand, and that's what the market believes. What's the market telling us right now? In my opinion, the market's trying to tell us that we have really sick demand in corn and really sick demand in wheat. I don't agree with that. I think the recent demand of the last 2 to 3 weeks would say that's not the case. But if they're right, if we really have that weak a demand, it's probably because our economy is getting weaker and our global trade is going to go down. And I think the most susceptible commodity complex to that actually being correct and accurate is the soy complex, because China is struggling right now. Yes, they pumped a lot of money into their coffers and into their financial system the second half of 2012, but now they're starting to pull that back. So it's got to be one or the other, in my opinion. Either the wheat and corn are undervalue, or the beans are overvalue, or they all three try to go up together, and that's kind of how I'm looking at it.
And we've talked about global demand, and in China, in particular the economy in China, with you over the past 12 months. A couple of times there were points at which it appeared the Chinese economy was stalling, and stalling looks like a really good growth rate for the rest of the world.
but stalling
nonetheless. Is there any more fear today than the last time we checked in on that?
Well, I think what the USDA said in their updated agricultural trade outlook, which came out this week, and the last number they had put together was back in November, what they talked about in their world growth was pretty poignant to me. They said trade growth in 2012 dropped 2% from a robust 7% in 2011. And so I think that all goes back to what the Europeans did to us as far as the EU economy. Quite frankly, now I think it's our turn. Do we get the sequestration volleyball out of the net, or do we go ahead and get all messed up mentally in the markets because of more fiscal and government inactivity and indecision? And I think that hurts the sentiment of the trade, and I think that's where we're probably going forward in the next couple of weeks. That's probably my biggest concern.
Has the trade to this point ignored, at least commodity trade, ignored sequestration, or have they really? And you can divide that between grains and livestock, I suppose, if you want. But
good point. I think you have to divide it between the grains and livestock. The talk about federal inspectors not being in the meats, I think, really did have a negative impact on the meat complex, along with some of the talk earlier this week and the horse meat scandal in the European Union. I think the market in the livestock has looked to me a lot like the corn market here recently, where the cash markets are holding up very, very well, and the CME cash index for hogs is holding up extremely well with the cutout. but the futures market has had just a terrible sentiment about it. So I don't think the corn and beans and wheat have necessarily priced in any of this sequestration issue because they haven't seen the trigger in the dollar or the bonds or the equities markets yet. They're watching the gold market. I do think that is something that the trade has been really watching and maybe has been a little bit of the cause of our negative outlook in the feed grains especially.
Well, March 1 isn't very far away. Which day will they believe triggers come?
I think by the time you get to the middle of March, you're setting the stage for the equities markets, and that's probably where we have the most vulnerable situation for the commodities. Then we'll start talking about the grain stocks and talking about the acreage report as we get to the end of the month. So after the USDA WASD numbers, there's not a lot of information out there until you get to the end of the month. That seems to me maybe the worst potential time period for the grain complex if we don't establish a firm foundation on demand.
We mentioned livestock and USDA. Cattle on feed report was released this afternoon. Those numbers were on feed at 94%, placed at 102, marketed at 106. What do they mean?
I think they're very welcome marketing numbers, Todd, because they're at the top end of the trading range, and we have been talking, like we were just talking about, a lot about the weaker pork and beef demand, and negative sentiment has been in the cattle and hog complex. We also had a very nice weekly export sales number for beef this morning. So on some of the charts that I look at, we had a technical buy on the front-end fat cattle. I think this week's close, the way we closed technically, and then the way this report came out with the beef exports also, maybe that buy signal gets some traction next week.
Okay, and then let's turn our attention back to the Ag Forum, which was yesterday and today in Washington, D.C. I'm sure you've watched some of the numbers as they've come out over the wire services. Which ones did you find most surprising and of most interest?
I think, and you won't be surprised by my answer, but I think the most surprising, because the trade didn't really delve into it at all, was the fact that Glauber spent some time talking about abandonment of wheat and how Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Kansas had 50% of their crop in very poor conditions compared to 10% last year. And he also talked about the need for spring rains to not have what could be record abandonment. You know, I'm paraphrasing some of those things, but he made specific points in his speech. He came out with 56 million acres. They came out with a carryover level that I think was about 9% less than this current one we're running in 12-13. Market didn't even flinch at that. They looked at the corn ending stocks. They looked at the bean acres or whatever they decided to, but essentially took anything that was somewhat friendly to wheat and just threw it into the closet, in my opinion. I think that's where, once we come back next week, if these 6 to 10 day models are below normal precip and the 8 to 14 is below normal precip and those end up being correct, I think the market may have to come back and talk about these things.
So you want wheat to lead again?
You have to. I think with the wheat corn spread now down to less than 25 cents as we settle out the market this afternoon, I think we have to. And I think that goes back to why Glauber was so negative about the corn, because it was about the exports and how the Asian exports had been given away essentially to the wheat market and to competition and to our drought. So I think you just have to have the wheat, especially the Kansas City wheat, come back around here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Todd. Talk to you later.
We'll talk to you for Commodity Week. That is Mike Zuzlo. He's at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Lafayette, Indiana. Joins us here on the Friday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report.